Morning. Good to be with you again, beloved. I can't hear you too well out there, but I'm sure you said good morning too. It's a joy to be with God's people. What a precious beginning we had this morning, speaking of the peace of God. What a subject, the peace of God. Peace of God, peace with God. And the peace which the Lord himself made. Peace through the blood of his cross. We're going to read this morning from the book of Ephesians in chapter 4. This is probably the shortest title of a message you've heard, but it's important, that little word that we're going to look at today. Ephesians in chapter 4, beginning in verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were once darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We have a little more reading to do, but we'll leave that for later on. I guess by the reading you know that little word I'm talking about is the word as. What does it mean? It means like. It means in like manner. It means similar to. For example, it means to the same degree, to the same degree as. And there are several points before us. First of all, we are to forgive as God, similar to, in like manner, to the same degree. Forgive as God. Then the next point, we are to follow, verse 1, as children. Too often we want to lead, we don't want to follow. We are to follow as children. Then verse 2. We are to love as Christ. To love as Christ. And then in verse 3, we are to live as saints. Live as saints, not living unto ourselves, but living as saints, sanctified ones. Ones that are set apart for God. Forgiveness, it's an act of pardon. What does it mean to forgive as God? That's in chapter 4. And verse 32, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, we forgive as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. How could you forgive as God? We hear people say a lot, oh, I have forgiven him. They have done this to me, but I have forgiven them. And you sometimes you hear them add something else. I can forgive, but I can't forget. Now, that's not forgiving as God. Because when God forgives, he forgets. When God forgives us, he doesn't bring it up against us a later time. You see, you remember that? That's not the way that God forgives. And the apostle tells us that as Christians, as those who are born again, those who are part of the family of God and who form the body of Christ, we need to forgive as God has forgiven us. In Colossians, in chapter 3, forgive us God. Verse 13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. We have a tendency to carry a grudge. Oh, we will let it pass for now, but 5 years down the road, we want to bring it up again because something else has happened. And we want to bring it up again. That's not the way that God forgives. We're supposed to forgive as God. In like manner, to the same degree, similar to. Look at what it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, 43. I remember this because we used to sing this in Sunday school. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25 says, I am he who blotteth out. You need to blot something out, it's gone. I blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. I have blotted out thy transgressions, and I will not remember thy sins. Chapter 44 of Isaiah, and verse 22, it says, I have blotted out like a thick cloud thy transgressions, and like a cloud of thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Blotted out, they are gone. That's how God forgives. Be kind one to another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Then in chapter 55 of Isaiah, it says in verse 7, we know that verse very well, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That's how God forgives. But when you go to the book of Jeremiah, for instance, it is clear how God forgives. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34 says, this is in a coming day, and God will forgive the sins of his people Israel. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Forgive as God, in like manner, to the same degree. For example, the way that God forgives, that's the way we should forgive each other. Now, when the Lord Jesus taught his disciples to pray, this would seem to be a conflict. We call this the Lord's Prayer, but it's a model prayer. It's a model prayer. And he says, in that prayer, he says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It seems to be conditional there. But there are two types of forgiveness for us, for the sinner who comes to Jesus Christ and confesses their sins to him and receive him as their Savior. There are no conditions except to receive him as their Lord and Savior. To as many as received him, to them gives he the power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. There is no other condition. But for the believer, for the believer in Christ, we have conditions. You see, that deals with our sin, but the other, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's part of the family of God. And if there's not forgiveness within the body of Christ, if that there's not forgiveness for each other, how can we expect to be forgiven? Because we trespass. In the family unit, we trespass against each other. And the condition there is that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So in order for us to have fellowship with God again, there must be that confession, that repentance, that turning away from our sins. But the sinner comes to Christ and he's once and for all forgiven, pardoned, saved by grace because he confessed He's a sinner before the Lord, and he confesses his sin. But in the family unit, beloved, if you need forgiveness, if you need fellowship, if you need to maintain communion and fellowship with the Lord, then there must be confession. There must be that forgiveness that you and I need. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. He will not hear us. Then again in Proverbs 28, 13, he who covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Forgive as God. Sometimes we place a limit on our forgiveness. So you've done it to me twice. The next time there's no forgiveness, the next time it's out of the question. Don't do this. Don't do this to me anymore. It won't happen again. That's not the way God forgives. How many times have we gone to the Lord because we have done something, said something, imagined something, thought something evil? You know, there is no limit. There's no limit. The only condition, as we said before, is confession. It's confession. Let's look at the disciples and a conversation they had with the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 18, they wanted to know. They had the same problems that you and I have. They were men of like passion as we are, and they provoked each other. They sinned against each other. They said things to each other, and they wanted to know, what's the limit? What's the limit? How many times, Peter asked the Lord, how many times? In Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, it says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? That seems a lot, seven times, that's a lot. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain man who would take account of his servants, and so on. But 70 times seven. In other words, unlimited, unlimited. The condition is repentance, repentance, confession. Acknowledgement that you have done wrong. 23 says, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain man who would take account of his servants, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him who owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had nothing with which to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, that was legal, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made, that was required, that was under the law. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Of course, he won't be able to pay all that debt, but he said, I'll pay. Then the Lord of that servant, moved with compassion, and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay his debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou besoughtest me. And shouldest not thou have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was angry and delivered him to the inquisitors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto you if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother his trespasses. Forgive us our debts, or some translations say our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. You don't forgive, but you expect to be forgiven. You expect to be forgiven. That's not God's forgiveness. God forgives, he forgets. And when you and I err, when we stray, when we sin against him, in order to be restored to fellowship and to communion with him, he says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just one other thought before I go on to the next point about God's forgiveness. You know, we have a tendency, we talk about forgiving but not forgetting. We keep it somewhere stored in the back of our heads that if it happens again, it's over. It's over. But when God forgives, it's gone. It's totally gone. He removes it. And this is what it says in Psalm 103 and verse 12. Psalm 103, verse 12. And you can't get any further than this. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. The east and west, they never meet. Remove. Gone forever. So, forgive as God. As God. The next point is to follow. Verse 1 of chapter 5. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. Followers. No, that's what a disciple is, a learner and a follower. And that's what Jesus required of his disciples. When he called them and assigned them their task, he didn't tell Peter, you go in one direction, and John, you go in another direction, and James, you go in that direction. He didn't tell them that. He said, if you are going to be fishers of men, then you must follow me. And the reason we go wrong and the reason we go astray is because we are not followers of Christ. And if we are following at all, we're like Peter back there, we are following afar off. Follow as children. And the Lord Jesus used children as an example time and time again for us to understand what he's talking about, because children do things in simplicity. children you can relate to. In Matthew, for instance, in chapter 18, verse 1, it says, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You see, they wanted to lead. They wanted to be in charge. They didn't want to follow. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But don't offend them. Don't offend them. Follow as children. And we can learn a lot from children. In some places, in some societies, we don't do a lot here because it's so dangerous, but you have a little child, sometimes you have two, and you have one in your arm, and the little one is holding on to the skirt or so, and following the mother. Wherever she's leading, that's what children do. They follow. But we want to lead. We want to be the greatest. We want to be the greatest. We have to follow as children. We have to train them and teach them to follow. That's what it means. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that they must go. You gotta lead them. You have to have a childlike spirit as children, as dear children, followers of God, as dear children. And you and I, beloved, we are children of God. We are born into the family of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. To as many as received him, to them he gives the power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. One of the problems in our society is that parents are giving up the leadership role to the children. You know, and the children are going astray. They're not leading. They're not taking the lead. The children are dictating. But the Lord is saying the children should follow. We let them grow up so fast that they want to take over, and we allow them because we want to get rid of the responsibility so soon that we allow them to do things, but they need to follow. It is the same in the church, beloved. We want to give responsibility to newborn babes in Christ to teach. They don't know the scriptures, but we want to push them along because we like them or something like that, and we think they can, but they can't because you got to have maturity before you can lead. So the first thing children need to know is to follow. You know, this, the Lord, the Apostle Peter, and he had his problems because the Lord told him to follow him, and he did follow for the most part. But one time he strayed, and he followed afar off, and he got into trouble. But every time he was close to his Lord, every time he followed his Lord, what a good example he was. And he wrote his epistle because he was a man of experience, a man who saw it all. And this is what he says in 1 Peter chapter 2, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that ye may grow by it." If you subject yourself to following and you're feasting on the word of God on a daily basis, you understanding what the will of the Lord is, and you are obedient to his word, you're following the Lord, walking in the steps of the Savior, then one day you would be mature. One day you would grow, as Peter himself wrote, coming to the end of his epistle, that you would grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the meantime, you got to be a follower. And one way of following the Lord is feasting, as eating and drinking the word of God, starting in the elementary things. Newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that he may grow thereby. You can't grow apart from food. That's why we give the babies milk, so that they can grow. We don't start them off with a steak. They can't handle that. But you give them the right formula, give them the right milk, and before you know it, they will be eating steak soon. Walk, follow as children. This verse 8 says, Ephesians 5:8, "For you were once darkness," yeah, you were lost, "but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." How do you walk as children of light? You walk in the Spirit, and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You walk in the light of God's word. You walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. You walk worthy of the name as of the Lord. Verse 15, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." As wise. You have the light of the glorious gospel of Christ has shone into your heart. You have that light. Walk in the light as children of light. And you see, there's darkness out there, and everyone knows the difference between light and darkness. You don't claim to be a child of light, and then you walk in darkness. It doesn't work that way. You walk in the light as he is in the light. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Walk as children, children of light. Follow him. Walk in his ways, walk worthy of his name. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, "And that from a child." So you grew up right, you've been trained right. "From a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. If you will train up in the ways of God's word, then when you get older, you're not going to question whether it's God's word or not. You've been feasting on it, you've been taught it by faithful parents and grandparents in some instances. All scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, mature, you grow up, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Follow as children. The leadership role would come. It would come. You don't want to lead right away. You need to gain that experience. You need to be a child. And you hear people complaining, oh, that child, she didn't have time to grow up. How many times have you heard that? They thrust her into that situation. She didn't have time to grow up. You have to find time. You got to go through the process. You have to grow. You have to begin with the milk of the word. Then you have to mature to the meat. You have to mature to the deep things of God. Follow as children. There's such great rewards for those who follow. You know, the children of Israel, they came out of Egypt and they went astray, you know. So many of them went astray because they didn't want to follow. They wanted other means by which they can exist, and they didn't want to follow instructions. They complained about everything. God had made them promises, and God was going to fulfill his promise, but they couldn't wait, even though they had seen the power of God, and they went astray time and time again, but not all of them. We know what happened to those who rebelled, who didn't want to follow instructions. We know what happened to them. The Bible says their carcasses fell in the wilderness, and they were destroyed. But not all of them. I have an example here of a man who followed the Lord. In Numbers in chapter 14, this is the example we want to follow. God says, and God himself commended this man. His name was Caleb, who came out of Egypt. He had a partner, and both of them followed the Lord. We know about Joshua. This is Caleb. In Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24, it says, and the men, Numbers chapter 14, I have the right reference, but I'm reading the wrong thing. Just bear with me. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. It says, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Caleb would go into the land. Many who left Egypt did not go into the land, and we know why. They provoked the Lord, and we see, and the writer of the book of Hebrews tells us that we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. But Caleb and his family, they went in, his seed, and they possessed the land. My servant Caleb, he went in because he followed me fully. You know, sometimes we say, well, I would accept this from the Lord, but not everything. I wouldn't commit everything to the Lord. I wouldn't follow him in every situation. Some things are too hard. You know, and I'm going to decide what I obey. I'm going to decide what I want to follow, and I'm going to decide what I don't want to follow. But that won't work. Not for Caleb. He was totally committed. Totally committed to following the Lord and follow him all the way. All the way. So sometimes we think we know better than God, and we say, well, I'll do this and I'll do that, but no, I won't do that. That's hard. I don't think that's for today. Of course it's for today. It's for now. Everything that the Lord has said to us, he calls us to follow him. Caleb, fully and totally followed the Lord. I know I began with this reference, but I want to read it. I want to read it because it's so important. When Jesus called the disciples, in Matthew in chapter 4, it says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. As you have fished for fish, in the same manner, I will make you fishers of men. You're going to continue fishing. But this time, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Follow as children. We know when Peter and James followed the Lord, how successful they were. You remember when Peter was fishing? And all night they were there and they didn't catch anything. And the Lord Jesus came by and he said, cast the net on the other side for a draught. Some would say, well, why would a fisherman take advice from a carpenter about fishing? I've been fishing all my life. Here comes this man, if he thought you're just a man. Here comes this man, he's telling me, I've been doing this a long time. Maybe the tide is not right, but don't tell me that. No, that's not what Peter says. Peter says, I have toiled all night and I have taken nothing nevertheless. And that's the difference. That's the difference. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will cast the net on the other side. Follow us, children. Yeah, you might have been a fisherman all your life, but I am the one who made the ocean. I am the one who created the fish. I am the one who can command the fish into your net. Peter recognized that. Nevertheless, at thy word. It doesn't matter how experienced we are, beloved. We can't know as much as the all-knowing God. He followed. He followed his instructions to the T. And I tell you what a problem he had. He had more fish than he can bring in. So much that he broke his net. That's a good problem to have. You got so much fish, you break your net. Follow me. Cast your net on the other side. Follow as children. Don't dictate. Don't think you can dictate to the Lord. Oh, Lord, I've done this way, and I'm going to keep doing it. No, that's not the spirit. Follow as children. And children are supposed to obey. That's what God says. Obey your children, obey your parents in the Lord. What a sin, what a havoc sin has made on our society and on the human race. There's not a whole lot of that today. That's God's ideal. Follow as children, as God intended children to follow. God never intended children to make the decisions in the home. Who goes where and what, and whose room is off limits. God never intended that. God intended children to be obedient to their parents. Follow me. The Lord Jesus, he spoke of those who were his disciples, those who believe on him as his children as well. Sometimes he referred to us as sheep. In John chapter 10, for instance, he spoke of his followers as sheep. Verse 4 says, "And when he putteth forth his sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him." The sheep follow him. He didn't send them off by themselves. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Many children get into trouble because they're not following their parents. They're not following instructions. You stay here, but they move. When you come back, they're not there. You know? A lot of children get into trouble. They are my children. They are my sheep. Let's read on. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We need to follow as children. We're not the leaders. Follow as children. When it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the leader. He is the master. He is the shepherd. And we are the sheep of his pasture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's got some short verses in this portion here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 15 says, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." Don't render evil for evil. if someone has wronged you, and have acknowledge that they have, as a believer, you don't have a choice but to forgive. And forgive us, God, and cast it behind you. Our Lord Jesus is our example. And we ought to follow him. Follow his example. And we can't go wrong, beloved, when we follow him. Again, Peter, a man of experience, a man who knew the Lord, who knew how to follow close up, a man who knew that he would get into trouble if he followed afar off. So he has some very good instructions for us when he speaks of following. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that he should follow in his steps." What kind of example he left us? It says, when he was reviled, he ridiculed, they ill-treated him, they cursed him. When he was reviled, verse 23, he reviled not again. That's the example. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. He has left us an example. In chapter 1, of 1 Peter, beginning in verse 14, children, so often we have this example of children. As obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, that's before you were saved, but as he who hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of life. These are instructions for the children. Follow us, children. And one of the instructions God given us is to be holy. Be holy in all manner of life. Your conduct, not only in your church life, but in your business life, in your personal life, be holy. But he who hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of life. Because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy." As he has left us an example, "Holy, for I am holy." What the Bible says concerning him, that he was harmless and holy, undefiled, and separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. What a simple little word, beloved, but it means so much. I don't think we can get on to the next point, so we leave that for the next session. I just want to go over certain things here in a couple of minutes. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Forgive as God. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. Follow as children. The next session we're going to talk about love as Christ. To love as Christ. and to live as saints. Practical Christian living. Love as Christ. Just a foretaste, let me just say, we love often because someone has shown us love. And so we reciprocate, we love because someone has loved us. But that's not the way Christ loved. Christ loved even when he was rejected. Christ loved not because someone showed him love, but Christ loved in spite of rejection and hostility. Love as Christ. That's where we're going to pick it up the next time. And we're going to live as saints. You know, the Lord Jesus used that word as, and I hope we can get to it the next session. He used that word as also. He reminded those around him that certain things happened in the past. And it's going to happen the same way, in like manner, the same way, to the same degree. To the same degree. As it was, he said, in the days of Noah. As. The same thing's going to happen in the coming of the Son of Man. As. As it was in the days of Lot. So shall it be also. You know one part I like with, I'm going to close after this. When King Saul came back and did not destroy the Amalekites, but brought Agag back. And Agag thought he was home free, and when Samuel sent for him, he said, the sting of death, he didn't use the word sting, but the fear of death, that's past now, I'm free. And Samuel said to him, as your sword, as, in the same manner, your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless. It's not over. In the same manner. We're going to touch on some of that after we get through this. These are the 2 points that we have in the next session, if we have the time. God bless his word. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy precious word. The entrance of thy word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. We thank thee that whatsoever written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures should have hope. Thou hast given us so many things to think about in thy word. And when thou hast called us to love one another, it is not, we have not been left to ourselves, but we have an example. When thou hast called us to forgive one another, thou hast not left us to ourselves, but we have the example as God has forgiven us. We ought to forgive one another. That tells us to walk in the light as he is in the light. We have so many examples in thy word. In the same manner, we walk in the light. We walk worthy of the name of the Lord. Walk as children. Follow as children. Give us grace to be obedient, to be submissive, and to be yielding our hearts and our bodies and our members as instruments of righteousness unto holiness. Lord, bless thy word and encourage our hearts and strengthen us by thy spirit with might in the inner man. grant us a spiritual renewal and revival. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.